Just general thoughts on what happened out there?
You know, I think we just didn't sustain many drives. I thought we had a couple opportunities really in the third quarter where we had some good drives going, got some first downs, converted some third downs, and we get to about the 35-yard line and then start going backwards. Penalties, bad play, losing yardage on runs. Got to give them credit for making some plays. We didn't run the ball real well. Didn't get much besides the one good run on our first touchdown drive by Andre. Besides that, it was tough. And, I thought, we just hurt ourselves a little bit in the second half, then had to turn over in the fourth quarter that, they score off and then we're in a bind. I was proud of the way we responded, had a good drive go down to get it within seven, but, a little too late, too little too late at that point.
How much did you miss Victor out there today,
you think? It's tough to say. Obviously he's a tremendous player and he's been a great player for us, but I thought the guys did well. Preston made a couple plays. I thought Larry made some nice plays in the pass game. Odell, Ruben, I think we threw the ball pretty effectively. And obviously, when you had a playmaker like Victor, you're gonna miss him in a sense. But I thought the guys, all those guys who were out there played well.
Could you tell us about his message last night when he told the team?
He just kind of went through each position and basically just told us to go out there and give it our all, give it everything we had. So, it was good to see him, and I think he's still part of this squad and still part of this team in this season, and he's a leader of this team, and so we gotta still have his presence around will be good.
Eli, back-to-back losses in the division. As you go forward, I mean, is there just a level of concern, that you can compete with the best team in the division?
Well, I thought we played better than we did last week, obviously, and it's tough when you lose division games, lose two in a row, but we gotta keep fighting. The good thing is we still got three more division games to play down the road. But we got a little break from the division these next weeks, and we gotta obviously figure out a way to get better, to eliminate the mistakes and the little things, so we can execute better and find a way to sustain more drives and to be more effective offensively.
This obviously isn't as dire as last year, but this last year a bit of a lesson in how not to kind of give up on a season when things start to go wrong.
Well, we're not going to give up. That's not an option. We're going to keep fighting, and we got some young guys and some new guys playing and a lot of new faces. So we're going to keep. No one said it was going to be easy. It's going to come real easily. We had a good little stretch where we were playing well. That doesn't mean anything. We got to find ways to make adjustments and get back to where we're playing at a higher level than what we are right now.
Eli, the missed opportunity to make a statement in the division over the last 8 days, how disappointing is that?
Well, yeah, it's just disappointing. Disappointing to lose games, and so Dallas is playing. They're playing good football. They're playing well. Philadelphia's playing well. So they're two teams that are winning a lot of football games and doing good things. And so we kind of helped them out a little bit, and we just didn't. They did a good job. You got to give them a lot of credit. They made some plays, but we just we had some opportunities there in the second half and especially the third quarter. To get a lead and get some momentum, and we didn't take advantage of it.
When you guys made it a one-score game late, were you thinking on the sidelines, just hold them and get me back in the game?
Sure, yeah. About five minutes left to go in the game. You're thinking hopefully you get one more shot. We just had a good drive and went down there, throwing the ball, and they kind of tried all different defenses. They tried blitzing. They tried playing zone. They tried too high. We kind of had an answer, so that was struggled a little bit in there in the green zone. But finally got the touchdown. So just hoping to get another opportunity to go try to tie it up. But they did a good job. They ran the ball well, and Tony made some nice throws, and they kept the ball from us.
Do you feel you need to figure out a way to get the explosive aspect back to the offense?
I think we just got to figure out a way to get to get first downs, to move the ball, to run the ball, find ways to, you know, get completions. I think we had a couple plays called to get some shots down the field. They didn't get the coverage we were looking for, but we got to find ways just to control the clock, move the ball, get first downs, and big plays kind of come as being patient, and sometimes they arise and they're there, but you can't force them.
Do you feel like this team has figured out who or what it is yet, or are you sometimes not sure from week to week?
I think each week you try to go out there and just execute the game plan, and today there were some good things. I think we're playing smarter. We're not having as many big mistakes. Obviously, had the turnover today, the fumble. But we're protecting the ball. We're not forcing things. We're not making a whole lot of just mistakes early or getting us right out of the game. In that sense, we're hanging in there. We just got to find ways to be more productive and just play more efficient football. Thanks.